In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, if you were here last week, these readings should sound really familiar. They're almost exactly the same as far as the gospel reading for today. Last week's was from Matthew, this week's from John. So having the same kind of thing, and last week having talked about the baptism and the importance of baptism in Christianity, I really didn't want to do the same sermon again. So instead today we're going to talk about what it is to actually put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Hits the ears really wrong, doesn't it? But putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable is kind of the same idea that we have in Christianity. We heard in the sermon song today how Christ came not simply to be king and lord, and definitely not an earthly lord, but most importantly, he came to be the suffering servant. We're supposed to be emulators of Christ. Well, number one, that should mean that we're going to have suffering. But more importantly, number two, it should mean that we should be servants. So, where does the emphasis end up in church? Does it end up for Christianity being the altar? Well, no, that's part of it. Does it end up being our liturgy? No, but that's part of it. Does it end up being baptism? No, but that's a big part of it. Does it end up being mission? No, but that's a big part of it. See, when we focus on one aspect, when we focus on simply Christ alone, or when we focus on the Eucharist alone, or when we focus on sermons alone, Sunday school alone, mission work alone, we're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. We are called to be followers of Christ, which means that in a very real sense, we are to do everything that Christ did. So what did he do? His focus was on God, his Father, but it was also on his Father's mission. It was also on being a light to all nations. He preached in synagogues, but he went out into the world. He saw the woman at the well in Samaria, which, by the way, was an area that no respecting Jew would ever cross into. He worshipped at the synagogues, but he went out and ate with the sinners. He was a Jew, but didn't be caught by the simple laws of not touching lepers. He was a king, but instead of a mantle around his neck showing his kingship, he came with a towel around his waist, washing his disciples' feet. See where the emphasis changes? One becomes an inward-looking aspect. We become so focused on the worship and the things of the church that we forget to take it out to the world. That's something that's been going on a lot in the last several years in our society. There was actually a discussion, and this has been going on for a long time, and they're talking about things like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these different social media network things. What they have said was they've found out that something like over 70% of Americans, while being more connected than they have ever been in their entire life, that they're talking to friends across the world that they don't normally get to see, and how that's a great thing,
still feel lonelier than they have ever been, feel more isolated from their next door neighbors, from their closest friends, simply because the emphasis is becoming social media and not walking next door to say hello or have a cup of coffee. The church can be guilty of that very easily, especially when we get caught up in the ideology of worship, in the everything has to be in its perfect place, or this matters and this doesn't. One of the other things that we've gone through this week is on Wednesday, we celebrated William Laud, who is a great Reformation leader. One of the things that he did was he tried to combine everything in Anglicanism, not throwing out everything that we had, but not being so highfalutin Catholic that it was all about the actions and the vestments and the altar. And I'll tell you the same thing that I told the congregation on Wednesday night. In the Reformation, they used to call it the Lord's table. Now, we still hear that today. But the Eucharist was not worshipped here. It wasn't worshipped here. It was worshipped here. No altar linens. No books, no candlesticks, no flowers, no nothing. The emphasis was taken away from the Lord's meal because they didn't want it to be idolatrous. But see, there again, it's the emphasis on the wrong syllable. The Eucharist is important. Baptism is important. Mission is important. When we set one thing above the other, we are not following Christ. We're following ourselves. So as we begin this new year, may we remember to put the emphasis where it belongs and remember that our King was servant first and always. Amen.